Boston Public Schools are working to increase and improve arts programs throughout the city. But for schools that have gone without for decades, building from scratch can be difficult. That's what they're doing at Charlestown High School. WBUR's Tanya Mosley of our Edify team paid a visit.
...28-year-old Alex Johnson never thought his job as a theater teacher would require the skills of a salesman. As Johnson navigates the halls of Charlestown High, a few students dodge and weave at the sight of him. It helps to have a quick wit and a sense of humor.
You didn't come to auditions. I waited all night. It was just me. I sat there alone all day.
That's all.
That is not all. That's the truth. I cried. You can still see the puddle from the water damage.
Now I know you.
For real, auditions are still open if you want to join.
Johnson is trying to get students excited about a new theater class and after-school drama club. This is uncharted territory for Charlestown. There hasn't been a dedicated theater program in 2 decades.
It can be very difficult to tell them, hey, you know how you spend every 2 to 5 p.m. every day hanging out with your friends and walking around? How about instead you come here and you study Greek tragedy and you experience some very difficult emotions, right? It's a tough sell.
About a dozen students are assigned to Johnson's class, and he has grand ambitions for them. He signed them up for the High School Drama Festival. It's a huge annual production, 112 one-act plays produced by high schoolers throughout the state. But before these kids are ready for the spotlight, there are some practical hurdles to jump through. For instance, trying to find a regular space to meet.
Hey, Sean.
Yeah, it's locked.
What do you mean? These doors are locked. Well, maybe my key will work.
After finding out the door is locked, Johnson frantically posts handmade signs in the hallways to let his students know the class has been moved to the basement. Once everyone assembles, resistance is in the air. No one wants to look silly.
Okay, everybody, walk around. You can do it. Come on. Walk around. Use those legs. Okay, this is a little game that I like. And this game is called It's Wednesday. In this game, there's a scene that is going to... Today is Thursday, I agree. But the game is called It's Wednesday.
Johnson partners with a reluctant teenage boy to show the different ways you can bring emotion to the words, It's Wednesday.
It's Wednesday! It's Wednesday! It's Wednesday!
The students pair off into twos, and the reluctant room comes alive.
One, two,
it's Wednesday!
Don't touch him. Do it again. 1, 2, 3.
It's Wednesday!
Just do it with your voice in your eyes. 1, 2, 3.
It's Wednesday!
Good, do it again. 1, 2, go.
It's Wednesday!
Go.
This is about more than entertainment, says Johnson. There's science that shows the exploration of the arts helps students perform better in math, reading, and writing. And Boston Public Schools says it is committed to rebuilding programs at places like Charlestown. 7 years ago, only 26% of high schoolers in the district had access to arts electives. Last year, the number rose to 65%.
These are the tools you have in your toolbox. Volume. Gesture. Facial expression. These are the things you can use to get somebody to do something.
16-year-old Amy Rodriguez takes notes as she looks over the play the class will be learning this fall and winter, the Greek tragedy Antigone. It's the first time Rodriguez has ever considered being in a play.
Have you ever done this?
No, but like I could imagine myself doing it because I pretty much be loud and do this acting stuff at home.
Getting Rodriguez to commit to the after-school drama club, that's another story. And this is a challenge because that's where the bulk of the rehearsing will come in. But things are looking up. Johnson just heard the auditorium will be getting new curtains and lights. And then there's 17-year-old Helen Lang. She is the first, and on this day, the only student to show up to the after-school drama club meeting. Lang recently moved to Boston from Hong Kong.
I have never received any theater training before. I was like, wow, this is amazing.
You have your script. Mm-hmm. It's great. I'm so excited. Have you ever
These are some of the realities of starting a drama club from scratch. But Johnson is more than hopeful. He's confident that his hard salesman pitch on the merits of theater will pay off sooner rather than later. For 90.9 WBUR and Edify, I'm Tanya Mosley.